The Palestinians of the United Nations say Israel has created an apartheid state in the occupied territories by approving, quote, the Jewish nation state law.
Israel chose to adopt its Jewish nation, quote unquote, Jewish nation state law, which has transformed a situation of de facto apartheid into a situation of apartheid de jure or by law. This
brings to memory. Speaking at the Security Council, Mansour said Israel has adopted the role model of the U.S. segregation of blacks and embarked on segregating the Palestinian people. He added that the Israelis are not seeking a two-state solution. They are rather pursuing a de facto annexation of Palestinian land. Earlier, the UN coordinator for the Middle East said the situation in the Gaza Strip has been going out of control in the past 2 weeks. Nikolai Mladenov called on Israel to exercise restraint. The UN Nikki Haley defended Israel's action in Gaza and accused the Gazans of acts of terrorism by sending balloons and kites into Israel.
Israel.
Joining us via Skype from Sao Paulo is Shobhan Saxena. He's a journalist and political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Saxena. Now, as far as this so-called Jewish nation state law, many are obviously criticizing it, but there are others who are saying this is just a name given to a policy that Israel had been adopting for years now.
Yeah, that is absolutely right, because, you know, the Arabs living in the Israeli territory have been living like second-class citizens for a very long time. And the Palestinians living in Gaza Strip and West Bank are living in a virtual prison. So they have been facing all kinds of problems for a very long time, and the international community has decided to ignore them absolutely, completely. Now Israel has actually constitutionally validated or formalized a condition, which is the Arabs don't have any rights in that country. It's an absolutely racist policy. And the democratic rights and the human rights of Arabs living in the country have been completely denied. So I think it's a very, very difficult situation for Arabs. But that has been the Israeli policy for a very long time, and they have just constitutionally formalized it.
Well, where does that leave Trump's so-called deal of the century when it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian issue then?
I don't think Trump was ever serious about it. I mean, everybody knows that Donald Trump has a soft corner for Israel. I mean, his son-in-law, who's kind of acting as an advisor and the Middle East peace envoy, he's Jewish. And what Donald Trump has done has shifted the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So I think Donald Trump has his sympathy and his concern only for Israel and for the Jewish people. We also know how strong is the Jewish lobby in the United States. No American president or no American leader can actually take on that lobby and survive. So I think the whole talk about having a peace deal between Palestinians and Israelis was just a sham. We always knew that Donald Trump is a very, very pro-Israel person, and that's what he's doing. I mean, I haven't seen any comment from the U.S. government, or for that matter, from any Western government strongly criticizing the Israeli move. This is really disgraceful.
Right. And before I let you go, Mr. Saxena, when we're looking at the situation as a whole, it's been specifically since Trump's election, a lot of pressure on Palestinians in one way or another, be it through the settlement constructions, the tightening of the siege on Gaza Strip, those great March of Return rallies and the attacks on them. And the list keeps going on. And then we have the UN coordinator of the Middle East calling for restraint by Israel. Isn't that, for the lack of a better word, very unimpressive?
Of course it is, because I think UN has lost control of the situation in Israel and Palestine. You know, people have been killed. Dozens of people have been killed in open shooting by the Israeli forces, and they were just protesting there. And there's a blockade going on against in West Bank and Gaza. People are suffering, but nobody is doing anything. And I think since Donald Trump came to power, the Israeli government has really become more offensive, more aggressive. And also the Benjamin Netanyahu is facing a lot of problems at home. Domestically, he's involved in a corruption scandal. His wife is involved in a corruption scandal. I think to save his himself and his family from these scandals, he's getting more aggressive, and he's playing to the conservative gallery in Israel.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Shobhan Saxena, journalist and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Sao Paulo. Mr. Saxena, as always, it's great having you with us here on Press TV.